Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and welcoming to you, or at least I am, in another episode of Agape Love, Love is Here podcast, a voice of light in the darkness, the oppressed spirit. This was taken and refined and tweaked by me. From a Dr. Miles Monroe Leading Edge Leadership Conference, where he taught on that the human spirit not only was an ignorant spiritual king, but it was oppressed. It was sunk down in the miry clay of the flesh, and it had no idea who it was or what it was. It was covered by a wax grossness of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and nothing of the true spiritual light from the kingdom of heaven could get into or even reach the spirit. I didn't know that. That was me. I was an oppressed spirit, sunk down in the miry clay. But when I got this knowledge, this light from Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministry about being an oppressed spirit, the light switch went on. We're picking up here in episode number 34 of this wonderful teaching so that you can also learn what I learned, that you're probably an oppressed spirit and you need freedom and deliverance. So this is episode number 34. It's called Meeting the Real You. We had been talking about how we don't know who we are. And we have no clue who you are. We had no patterns. We had ancient history. And they gave us little inklings of the truth in our soul and our relationship to this King of Heaven and the gods. And that maybe we were a god on earth ourselves. But that didn't make any sense to our soul, our flesh. So Dr. Miles Monroe taught, and I listened, and I learned. So here in this episode about meeting the real you, it's real important. Sometimes one has to cut off many people in your life. You have to cut off the past, friends, places you go to, memories, in order for you to discover, to find your true self. Sometimes people would go off on retreats, get quiet, look at nature, meditate, trying to answer questions about themselves, who they are, what are they here for on the earth, who are other people. Well, sometimes one has to leave the most wonderful people that you know in order to meet the very right person, yourself. That's right, you have to meet yourself. You have to meet yourself and learn that you are a spiritual king who's oppressed. You're a spiritual ruler who's oppressed, taken captive by the flesh itself. You're a spiritual leader. Your words can be decreed and edicts and solve all kinds of problems, but your words are silent. And you have to learn and discover and find this out about yourself. I did through Dr. Miles Monroe from this Leading Edge Leadership Conference and all his other books about king and kingdom, because he grew up as a child, as a citizen of England. And he learned about colony, governors, kingship, culture change. He was an African, but he had to learn English, British law and history. So he taught us, or at least taught me, I'm an oppressed spirit. I don't know who I was. Not for a long, long time. Religion couldn't tell me. All the denominations couldn't tell me. History gave me more information that I was a son of God on earth. Well, that didn't make sense because I was a nobody. So inside every person, even if you don't believe in this, is a trapped spirit, an oppressed spirit. It's a hidden leader, a king and a ruler. From another place, from a kingdom of light and truth. But there are some who have discovered that, but they're the king in the darkness. They serve Satan, the king of the darkness, ignorance, and lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. And they're trying to bring about his kingdom, his desires, through humanity, through nature, on the planet. Because that was always God's pattern. The spirit inside of a soul, the biological mind, inside a dirt body, would lead the soul and the body into the kingdom of heaven's patterns, righteousness, truth, and justice. So, as Miles Monroe would say, the unseen kingdom of heaven could be seen in the seen world of the natural world. So it was the unseen trying to bring itself forth through the spirit, through the soul, through the biological body, through words, pictures, art, music, through words, through speaking, decreeing, through laws, so that the earth in its natural form, with all of its governments, would represent the unseen spiritual kingdom of heaven. So I learned that each of us, every human, even the baby in the womb, was trapped. It was a hidden leader. It was a hidden king. It was a hidden minister of a kingdom. But we didn't know it. You have to learn that one is more than what one does. It is what you believe yourself to be. Sometimes we believe what others say. I had to learn the truth. Who I was spiritually. I had to start there. And Dr. Miles Monroe helped me. There was a young man so many years ago named Christ Jesus. Most people have heard about him in every religion all over the world. Well, he told his students, his disciples, who were mainly fishermen, very poor people, of no intelligence, had not gone to school, probably couldn't read or write, that he was going to turn them into fishers of men. Well, what was that? You might say, like if you were an architect, you were going to become a builder of nations, governments. Well, these disciples believed and thought the fish was all they could catch, work for, do in life. That was it, nothing else. But inside of them, their spirit, there was a hidden man. Man means species, not male or female. And it was a catcher of men, catcher of other people. What did that mean? He would throw out a net of words, deeds, actions, thoughts, and you would catch them. And they would believe what you're saying, and they would become unoppressed themselves. When that happens, it's sort of called in being born again, regenerated, reincarnated, having a new life, having an aha moment. And what was the purpose of that? To produce this fruit of the kingdom of heaven. Not only in yourself that you're a king, but that you're a part of a kingdom. And the king was the God, the creator, the one that we read about in the Bible and in all the other texts, the God of heaven, paradise. And through these ways of catching men, humanity, speaking, doing deeds of goodness and righteousness, loving, without any expectations. You would draw men to your words, to your life, and they would come and taste of this light, step into it, this fruit of a God you love. Let me tell you how that worked. I used to work with a lot of Satanists, multi-generational ones, with multiple personalities, who left their bodies all the time. I'd get a phone call from one person, but on the phone call, there would be hundreds, if not thousands, of other people listening. And through this wonderful gift called discerning of spirits, I was able to talk to each and every one of them. They were being drawn by this love, this light, that I was exuberating. Sometimes you just sit there, stand there. You're in Walmart, and a light will shine out of you. You may not see it, but others in the darkness can see it, and they'll be drawn to you, sort of like a moth to a flame. But I didn't know that at first. Religion doesn't teach that. They teach you to come to a building, you're a pastor, but that's not how it works. I was able to reach out with my voice, with prayers, with many powerful deeds that they could see and they could believe. They were beginning to taste of this fruit of the kingdom of heaven and experience my authority, leadership as a spiritual king from the unseen world. I was becoming a fisher of men. I had to get free of the oppression and the oppressor in order to discover who I was truly. I was a king, a tree of spiritual righteousness that was to bear spiritual fruit, light, majestic fruit for all of humanity. Sometimes they would come to me to pick it, to hear me. Sometimes I would send it in emails. Sometimes, this was some interesting things, I knew they were going to, these multi-generational Satanists, who sat around the International Illuminati table of the 13 bloodlines of Israel. Reason there's 13, there was one daughter, and each had their seat and came from one of the sons of Israel. And they would have a meeting somewhere, let's say New York City, New Orleans, California, Hawaii, Europe. I would bake cookies. They were called snowballs or chocolate chip. And I would mail them to a particular person, and they would take them there. They could taste light and agape love and truth, even in the cookies, because it was made through my hands where the light was coming through. Some people see it in statues and music, artwork, and they don't realize what it is. So I had become a fisher of men, a tree bearing spiritual fruit that they could pick. When my spirit got free and unimpressed, so did my will of my soul and the will of my spirit. Then my spirit was becoming more whole, healed, so to speak, restored, and was building and developing its potential and abilities and all of its capacity of becoming a spiritual king, a leader, a ruler, that the Most High God, King of Paradise, could use and work through. And He intends for each human, even the babies in the womb and even children. I have had five-year-old children to lay hands on me and pray for me, and God would come through them. God can come through the love of animals. God can speak through the wind, the trees, cockroaches, squirrels, roses. I've had roses talk to me, but it was God talking through it. All of nature has a voice. I had to learn. First, I was an oppressed spirit. Then I had to learn who I really was, and that this Most High God, this King of Paradise or Heaven, you might call Him by a different name, what He spiritually intended for me and you and all of humanity to become. But even though you get this revelation, this light turning on, so to speak, you might call it regeneration, restoration, being born again, you can still be oppressed in your spirit and your will, and can still be broken. And even though the potential and capacity is there in you, that doesn't mean you will have the spiritual experiences, the spiritual reality of becoming a true and free spiritual king for the kingdom of heaven. And I want to stop there so you can ponder everything I said. We'll pick up on the next episode of The Oppressed Spirit by Dr. Miles Monroe that helped me to become free. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.